This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 293 for Friday, March 4th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was mixed Friday morning, consolidating just under the highs posted earlier this week as investors square positions ahead of the weekend. Canola up 10 cents in the May contract at $1,083.40 per ton, but the more deferred months all lower, new crop November down $3 at $887.10. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine remains the key driver of the grains and oilseeds, with wheat futures in the U.S. continuing to rally sharply higher, pulling the other grains and oilseeds up as well. The Chicago soy complex is mixed in early activity, though, with a firm tone in beans, but losses in soy oil, which spilled over to put some pressure on canola. The Canadian dollar, it's sharply weaker this morning, and that's supportive. Tight old crop supplies also remained a supportive background influence for canola. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher, with the biggest gains in wheat. Reports that Ukraine's largest nuclear reactor was on fire after being shelled by Russian troops heightened concerns over the ongoing conflict. Ukraine and Russia are both major world wheat exporters, and the likelihood of reduced exports from the region saw numerous wheat contracts up their daily limit once again today. Minneapolis up 60 cents in the May contract at $11.78 per bushel. Kansas City up its 75 cent daily limit at $12.25 and a quarter. Chicago wheat also up 75 cents in the May contract at $12.09 per bushel. Concerns over the state of the U.S. winter wheat crop added to the strength in the futures, with many areas of the southern U.S. plains in need of moisture. Soybeans, they followed wheat higher. The May bean contract up 16 cents at $16.84 per bushel. But Malaysian palm oil was down overnight, and that did pressure soy oil. Declining crop projections out of South America were a supportive influence, with more export interest likely shifting to the U.S. The USDA announced a number of flash sales this morning, with 340,000 tons of soybean business split between China, Mexico, and other unknown destinations. Corn, it is up as well. The May contract, 35 cents higher at $7.82 per bushel. Crude oil was up sharply overnight. That contributed to the strength in corn due to its link to ethanol production. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, March 4th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.